With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The Flathead National Forest announced a large project yesterday that proposes commercial logging in areas usually protected from that activity. Officials say it aims to reduce wildfire risk to private homes near the North Fork of the Flathead River. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
The U.S. Forest Service is currently in the scoping phase for the Frozen Moose Project, which proposes roughly 3,500 acres of commercial logging. Most of that work would take place on general forest lands, but some logging projects would fall within roadless areas and the Wild and Scenic Flathead River Corridor. Both designations generally protect areas from commercial logging, but the Forest Service says the work falls under an exception that allows commercial logging aimed at reducing wildfire risk to private property. Project coordinator Sarah Canepa says fires along the North Fork of the Flathead River historically have moved quickly to the east.
Our goal is to try to create a fuels buffer to the west of these private properties to modify fire behavior before it reaches the private property along the North Fork Road.
The project also includes about 4,600 acres of non-commercial thinning and prescribed burns, as well as white bark pine restoration. The Forest Service hopes to finalize the project by next winter. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Find more information on our website, mtpr.org. The Fort Belknap water rights settlement reached Congress today. Montana's Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester introduced the bill, which would award the Fort Belknap Indian community nearly $630 million for water infrastructure projects and recognize the tribe's water rights claims. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Olivia Reingold reports.
Fort Belknap has been waiting on congressional approval of its water rights settlement for almost 20 years. That's how long ago the Montana State Legislature approved the tribe's water compact. The thing is, it's not valid until it's approved by the U.S. Congress. Senator Tester has tried to push for congressional approval twice. As of Thursday, he's trying again. The bill would rectify outstanding legal claims against the federal government over its failure to protect tribal water rights and provide water infrastructure, with more than $500 million settlement. Some of that money is earmarked for making the Milk River Project, an irrigation system that serves thousands of farmers and tribal members, more efficient, among others. Fort Belknap's basin is one of only two in the state that haven't been adjudicated yet, according to a lawyer for the tribes. The same source says everyone else's water rights have already been established in the state water court besides the Fort Belknap and Flathead tribes. Senator Steve Daines recently introduced a bill to ratify the Flathead tribes' water compact. If Congress approves the settlement, the next step would be a vote for tribal membership. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America Corps member. At least one Montana vape store is quickly pivoting to stay open under the state's new temporary ban on the sale of flavored vaping products. Edward O'Brien reports.
Montana's Freedom Vape stores are now offering customers do-it-yourself vaping kits in a potential workaround for the state's new ban. This option comes 24 hours after the start of a four-month statewide ban on the sale of flavored vaping products. Ron and Deanna Marshall own three Freedom Vape stores in Hamilton, Belgrade, and Bozeman. Freedom Vapes was among an industry group that sued the Bullock administration to stop the ban. The business's Facebook page Thursday said, quote, "We're trying our best to keep your needs met while we work through this blatant witch hunt against our business and products that have helped all of you break the deadly habit of tobacco use," end quote. The Post noted that while they can no longer sell pre-made flavored e-liquid, they now offer do-it-yourself kits, which enables customers to purchase components separately so they can make their own products. A Freedom Vapes employee answering the phone Thursday said customers, quote, could potentially, end quote, make their own flavored vape juice. The store's Facebook posting warns customers that buying cheap ingredients off the shelf could lead to serious lung damage or death. The company says it sells the highest quality ingredients on the market. The state health department is working with local public health officials to enforce the new emergency rule and to ensure all businesses are in compliance. In a written statement to Montana Public Radio Thursday, the state agency said, quote, "We express concern with this attempt to further addict a new generation of users to harmful nicotine products," end quote. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues its investigation into lung illnesses that have sickened over 2,500 and killed 54 people in 27 states, including one here in Montana. CDC urges the public to avoid all THC vape products, as well as those obtained on the black market. It also recommends not using any e-cigarette or vaping products while its investigation continues. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is investigating another poaching case, this one in the Missoula area. While it may seem like there's been an uptick in poaching cases this year, FWP says poaching is being better reported and technology has been the key. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson reports.
FWP warden Bob Gibson credits cell phones and other techie devices with prompt, accurate reporting.
Almost everybody now is carrying a cell phone in the field with a camera and a GPS, and now when they see a crime being committed, they can report an exact location right while it's happening, take a picture, and all of those things to send into our 1-800-TIP-MONT reporting line.
Gibson also says some particularly egregious cases have gotten more attention by people who may not usually pay attention to poaching stories, and reward amounts are being increased by donations from hunting clubs and conservation organizations. The most recent reported case happened earlier this week in the Upper Rock Creek area, East Missoula. A white-tailed buck was likely shot sometime early on Tuesday. Only the antlers were taken and the rest was left to waste. Anyone with information on this or any poaching incident is encouraged to call 1-800-TIP-MONT. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a reward of up to $1,000. I'm Kay Erickson for Yellowstone Public Radio News.
This is Montana Public Radio.